When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence. And now here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Hello, listeners. This is Divya. Thank you for joining us. So appreciate you joining us because I would love to share with you that today my book is live on Amazon and I'm so excited to share. It has reached bestseller status in 3 categories. And if you're looking for getting the book, it's The Entrepreneur's Garden. Go ahead, Google it up on Amazon, and it is for free today. It's yours for free, so please go ahead and grab it. I was so excited to share, couldn't hold myself, and I had to share that. So, dear listeners, I'd love to share with you that I have a very good friend of mine whom I've known for at least 2.5 to 3 years, Marilyn O'Hearn, with us. And I have seen her in different settings, and she brings such a depth of insights that we all will be learning quite a few great things. So Marilyn O'Hearn, MAMCC, is a Thomas Leonard Achievement Award recipient, and she's a globally experienced culturally intelligent leadership team and mentor coach since 1998 for United Nations leaders as well. Her programs, blogs, and soon-to-be-published book on bias results and decreased conflict leading to life-saving peace. And as she says, it is impossible not to work interculturally because we are a diverse society. Her passion for decreasing bias, boosting impact, and peace started at age 9. And have taken her around the world and thrust her into leadership within her profession and community. Marilyn is a gentle spiritual soul and yet powerful and provocative at the same time. And with that, I would like to welcome Marilyn. Welcome, Marilyn.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Divya. It's wonderful to be here with you and the listeners, and we hope participants, people who will be calling in with questions. And I want to congratulate you on your book today. So I have downloaded my copy.
Oh, thank you. I could not have done it without my friends, including you. And thank you for the support. And listeners, you know, we are going to be talking about biases. And one thing I would like to share is that having that support, whether it's within your family, your friends, or from the community, there is nothing like having the support. So, Marilyn, your passion for decreasing bias and boosting impact and peace started at age 9. Tell us more about that.
Thank you. So at age 9, we were at a time in our country where we were very afraid of the Soviets. So it wasn't even Russia at that time. I'm afraid that dates me. But they were, you know, it was the Soviet Union, a communist country. And in our news, we kept hearing about how they might kill us, you know, destroy us with a bomb or just try to convert us to communism. And so whenever we heard about them, it was with fear. My parents were both physicians. My dad took me and my two brothers and sisters to a meeting here in Kansas City that was hosting physicians from the Soviet Union. And we were bored, the children, and playing a word game called Hangman. And one of the Soviet physicians came over and asked us what we were doing. We explained the game. And he said, oh, that sounds so violent. Is there some way that you could play that game without killing someone? And my little 9-year-old brain went click, click, click. And I thought, huh, here we are. We're hearing about how scary these people are and how they're out to get us. And this man seems very nice and warm and peace-loving. So maybe I need to change my idea. And then, you know, fast forward to 2014, and I was helping with a coach training program in Bali with 23 Russian-speaking coaches. And if I had not updated that bias, I, you know, that would have really gotten in the way of our work together, of establishing trust and having a good working relationship. And I think also at that age, age 9, I started noticing not everyone was being treated the same. And some of my classmates told me that they were excluded from certain clubs in the city because their family was Jewish. And when we went to an African-American doctor's home, it was on the other side of town with barbed wire fence and a German shepherd guarding it because they were not allowed to live in our neighborhood. So I just started noticing people had different beliefs about different groups of people, and it affected how people were being treated, and it wasn't a good thing.
Yes, it's I don't know what to say. And yet at the same time, I'm so glad that you are open to the ideas, and especially from a child's perspective, you're open to ideas, you're open to receiving new thoughts and perspectives. And what happens is when you let the window of your soul open even a little bit, then you can see the world from a different perspective. You see that people, regardless where they're from, they're people. And so as I've coached internationally and I've come across so many different people, and so many times on the call, what would happen is there'd be people from 6 different countries, and each and every one of us had accent for each other. And yet yes. What I found was that what is personal is universal. So That's such a great and profound story, that open up your eyes, let everybody in, and world changes. Now, so many times what happens, Marilyn, is people have heard things when they were a child. And because they've heard, sometimes they'll act upon things, they'll act upon situations unknowingly, unconsciously.
Yes.
So can you shed some light on unconscious bias?
Yes, thank you for asking. And I love the way you put that, opening the window to your soul, even just a little bit. What happens with unconscious bias is the latest research shows that our brains are bombarded with 11 million bits of information per moment. And our brains can only process 40 bits of information per moment. So 11 million bits coming in, and we can only process 40 in a moment. So we set up these automatic filtering systems, and it's out of our conscious. It's in our unconscious. We don't know it's happening. And we operate out of our unconscious 98%+ of the time. So lots of people hear the word bias and they think, well, that's not me, because like you and I, they've had some experiences with people from different cultures, and we don't really like to think of ourselves as having bias, because it can be a dangerous thing. We've seen that in the news, in police shootings in the U.S., and it really can be, it can limit people's business. I want your audience to especially hear that, because we may think, not even thinking, again, on the unconscious level, I'm not going to market to this group of people because they can't afford my services or they don't understand my product. So we may be limiting our business reach based on these, how we've slotted people in our brain unconsciously. So it's not always a bad thing. I mean, we have some biases, like if we were walking out across the street and a dog with its teeth bared was chasing us and growling, we would know to jump out of the way. That would be the dog with its teeth bared and growling would also be in the danger slot, and we would know to jump out of the way without having to go through a thought process. So it can be life-saving and it can be life-threatening. And business-limiting.
Business-limiting, yes. And it's business-limiting and life-limiting.
Yes.
Because think about it. What you learned from this gentleman, if you had just kept your eyes and ears shut and said, oh, I'm not going to speak to you, I'm not going to talk to you, you could have missed out on so many beautiful aspects of life. And similarly, when we talk about the unconscious bias, unfortunately, we are unaware of it because of self-awareness.
Yes. That's so true.
Can you give an example? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Can you give an example of your own unconscious bias?
Well, that was one. about the Russians, being afraid of the Russians. And I think another one was I started spending some time with some people in my community who spent a lot of time in bars. And I noticed that I had this bias about people who spent a lot of time in bars, that they were like up to no good, that they were going to be drinking too much or, starting maybe inappropriate relationships or... And then as I got to know this group better, I saw that, a number of them only came and had one drink. So it wasn't about the drinking or having too much to drink. It was just a place for people to gather. And I remembered I had spent some time in Ireland where the pub is like the community center and people take their children there. And the children are dancing to the music. So that was another, bias that I recognized and updated.
Absolutely. And it's, again, it's so these biases we have that, okay, Irish drink too much. But like, as you mentioned it, it opens up my eyes as well, that it is more of a gathering place. It's about a place of community building, and because they're bringing their own children in there. So that is totally cool. It's about having that openness to see where the others are coming from, what situation they've been raised in, what they've experienced in their childhood. I'll share one of my own stories.
Oh, good.
So typically, as it is, you know, we do the gender stereotype as well. So usually we say that, you know, women are not good with the directions and cannot read maps. So I always thought that I was the prime example of women being not able to read the maps. And I always thought, women are not good at it. And then one day I was traveling with my very close friend. I had known her for at least 5 to 6 years. We never talked about this, you know, how different situations happen and things don't come up and then you find out about other person. So we were traveling and then I go, oh gosh, Nance, I do not have the map. How are we going to go? Because usually what I would do is I would, at that point in time, we did not have GPS system. So I would go to the AAA office, get the triptych, get a map before we went out on the trip, and we would drive in accordance to the map. Now we do not have this map, which spells out exactly where you're going, which is very clear. And then we go to a gas station, pick up a map, and I'm looking at the map and I'm like, oh my God, this is something I cannot read. And what are we going to do? She looked at me and said, what do you mean, what are we going to do? I can read maps beautifully. And I went and said, without realizing that I was questioning her, you can? And she looked at me and said, yes, I can. What's new about it? What's strange about it? Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you questioning me like that? And right in that moment, a bulb light went in my head. I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing here? This is one of my best friends.
Yes.
And I'm questioning her. And that was totally unknowingly. So it can happen. And do share the examples. You know, we have touched a little bit upon it. Why would we want to decrease this bias?
Yes. Well, the idea really is to begin to identify our biases. So I would just invite the people listening to this to think of someone, maybe especially someone that you've had some conflict with, because I believe the conflict is that the bias is at the root of a lot of conflict. And we know within businesses that 30% of time and resources are really wasted taking care of conflict. So if we can reduce conflict by identifying and managing bias, our businesses are going to be in a lot better shape. We're going to be more profitable. So, you know, back to what I was saying, which was what, Divya?
You were saying that, you know, it's really important to decrease the bias because it impacts the conflicts. And if we decrease the conflicts, if we reduce the conflicts, then of course performance is going to increase. And if performance increases correlationally, it will increase the profits and bottom line.
Yes. So I wanted to invite people to just bring someone up in their mind, someone who maybe they've been in conflict with, and to just pause and take a few deep breaths, because that changes our blood flow. I mean, when we're taking in those 11 million bits of information per moment, and some of them are fear-inducing, then the blood in our brain goes to the amygdala and we can't think clearly and focus. So when we take a few deep breaths, we just slow down a little bit, then the brain flows back into the neocortex where we can use it. So think of someone you've been in conflict with and then just think about all of their different cultural identities. You mentioned gender as one, Divya. So it could be that they're they're either a man or a woman, you know, where they are from, if they are tall or short or thin or heavy, their educational background, their sexual orientation, their religion, their ethnicity, all these different cultural identities, and just do a little check-in with yourself. What are the assumptions I'm making about this person based on their different cultural identities? So now we're bringing what's been in the unconscious into the conscious. Just as you did with women reading maps, and I did about people going to bars and about Russians.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
So, so we start to identify it and then update our assumptions or our bias before we have our next communication, before we decide our next marketing plan to make sure we're not leaving out groups of people that could really benefit our business. So these are some steps, concrete steps people can take, and they're outlined in my 7-blog series on my website, marilynoh.com, and it's called The Impact of Bias. So the I is for identifying, and the M is for managing bias. And we go through the acronym. So I invite people to check out that free resource on my blog, and then stay tuned for my book coming out in February. And you're already a couple of steps ahead in terms of identifying and managing bias.
Oh, that is really a good idea, going and visiting your blogs and just kind of seeing how to identify it. Because mm-hmm. it's so important to be aware of anything before you can relate to it and retrain your brain before you can replace it with a positive yes. attitude or
yes.
with new perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
So you yes, mentioned cause... about the 7 steps.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
Oh, it's the it's a 7-blog series. So the first is an introduction, and then the next blog is on identifying your biases. And you mentioned the gender one, and again, I have had people take this Harvard assessment, and that's in that blog on identifying your biases. The link to that assessment. And be really surprised by, I know another woman who it was shown through this assessment that she didn't think that she had this bias about women going into STEM careers, so science, technology, engineering, and medicine. And she never would have dreamed that she had that. And so then she started noticing and correcting her interactions with young women who were interested in that field and was really intentionally encouraging them. So that's the I. The M is, again, for managing your bias. The P, for plan how to access untapped potential. So look at your website. Look at your marketing materials. And are you representing just one part of the population? Are there some groups that you're leaving out, perhaps because you have this unconscious bias you haven't looked at, and you might want to make some changes to your marketing and your business? So planning how to access the untapped potential is the third step. The fourth is acting on the strategy with awareness and accountability. So we know as coaches, Divya, that anytime someone makes a change, then it helps to have an accountability partner, someone to hold us accountable, give us some feedback. And then the C is for communicating more effectively, and the T, taking stock of your successes and repeat. So checking in with yourself. How have I been doing on this? And with your accountability partner. And then continuing to stay on top of it.
So what would you say are some of the steps in your blog series and book that would boost impact?
Yeah, I just gave those. So the, again, I'll repeat it. The I for impact is identifying your bias. The M for managing your bias. The P for planning how to access untapped potential. The A.
So if I may, let's look at it one at a time. So we have talked about identifying it. We have talked about managing the unconscious bias. We have shared a few techniques. So as far as the P is concerned, can we go into a little bit more depth? And if you have an example, that would be great for listeners. So that way they can think of that P in that context.
Yes, one is the, like I mentioned, looking at your marketing materials. Do you have images of who you want to attract to your business? So first, of course, you're considering who you've included or not included in your marketing. And then as you expand your reach to additional untapped, so far to you, potential business, make sure you're including appropriate images. So studies show the mere positive image of specific groups of people can help combat our hidden bias. And then the second point for planning how to access your untapped potential is to look at your networking. So are you networking with who you want to attract to your business, or are you limiting yourself?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at chumbacasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at chumbacasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
And I have some ways, I think, that are fun to do this that the listeners may also want to consider. So when I go to a live networking event, I set a goal of meeting three new people. So I'm not just hanging out with the same people each time. I'm intentionally meeting new people. And then I also intentionally integrate a group. So I will approach, for example, a group of all men or all elders or all people who are younger than me, and playfully ask, may I integrate your group? And I may also go to an empty table and just see who shows up. And I seek out networking events and people at those events who have cultural identities who are different than mine.
That's really a fantastic way of expanding your network with diverse cultures. And also, one of the things that happens is you may want to visit intercultural festivals. You know, mostly most of the metropolitan cities, and even if you're residing in a small town, there's something or the other that's going on. So, for example, I'll share, we do have some, you know, really great Greek festivals. We may have festivals from all parts of the world, and sometimes it's just called international festival. And when you go there, you get the exposure to, it may not be totally authentic or totally traditional, however, you're going to get the taste of it. And when you get the taste of the things, you get to start understanding. And it's also possible, especially in the corporate world or whether you're in the entrepreneurial world. Reach out to people that you know and ask them, oh, well, you know, do you participate? What's going on in your life? And they may share with you that they have an international festival coming up, or they may have. So I'll share. One of my friends is Greek, and she shared with me. We were just having a conversation, and she shared that they have the international festival. I visited, and after that, I love the Mediterranean food. So much that, you know, at least I gotta have the Mediterranean food a couple of times a month. So it's about opening up the taste buds. It's about opening up your eyes to the culture. And the more you expand, the more you open up your soul and mind and intellect to let the fresh breath of air come in, you will be amazed as to how your brain grows and as to how your soul grows as well as your business grows, because all of this is going to reflect. And Marilyn, you know, you brought up such a great point that check your marketing materials, check your images.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And even before that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, I just love your example. And again, the metaphor of opening the window. And in my blog on managing bias, I have, you know, once you've identified your bias, if you discover you have one, let's say maybe you have a bias against a certain religious group, then you might choose to attend their worship service, a meeting, or an interfaith event with an open mind and curiosity. I call this stretching yourself with curiosity. And then you choose your perspective, whether to look for positives or whether to hold on to your negative bias. And the research shows we're more likely to have less favorable reactions to those who are different from us. So we have to consciously shift and practice this stretching ourselves with curiosity, spending time with people who may not be the same as us, to try out, like you said, new flavors, new places, new environments, new groups of people.
Absolutely. And here's what we're going to talk about. Yes, it's a tough conversation, Marilyn, that you and I are having. But yet at the same time, we have to recognize that today in our country, we are divided. And this is not what this wonderful, beautiful country stands for. Look at our name, right? Look at the name of the country, United States of America. We are a united team. So it's asking that tough question. On which team are you on? Are you on the team that's going to bring the change for the better? Are you as an entrepreneur or as a mom, as a dad, or as a teacher, as a doctor, regardless whatever profession you're in? What are we going to pass on to our next generation leaders? What are we going to pass on to our youth? So yes, it's about taking the baton in your hand and not waiting for anybody to come and tell you that, yes, let's go and do this. Let's bring the sense of community and connection. So it's about just kind of stepping out there, opening your heart, connecting, and bringing love, peace, and harmony back to our community.
You and I are on the same page. I couldn't agree more. I just wrote a blog, From Win-Lose to Win-Win, How to Recover Hope from Post-Election Oppression. I really felt like the messages were oppressive. And like you said, we learn things as children, and not all of them are good. Some of them are those harmful beliefs that can get in our way and sabotage our success in our business and create divisions in our communities, our families. And so, you know, we as coaches know we want to expand our perspectives and create this new field of possibility. And I love this quote from Cynthia Bourgeois that is in my blog. She said, so I'm inviting people to try on this perspective, experiment with them. The enemy is never the problem, but the opportunity. And the problem will never be solved through eliminating or silencing the opposition, but only through creating a new field of possibility large enough to hold the tension of the opposites and launch them in a new direction. So if we can just hold the space for people with different perspectives and different beliefs and see this as a creating this new field of possibility, that the world is breaking open, not falling apart, but breaking open to this new field of possibility.
You said it, and it's about the field of possibility, because rather than thinking about that, yes, the world's falling apart, as you mentioned, let's look at this as a wonderful opportunity where we can all come back together. Yes, there are 11 million bits of information that we get. Yes, there are distractions. Yes, there are smartphones. Yes, there are technology. However, one smile. It takes one smile to connect with another one. So let's say if you're sitting in a restaurant or you're walking on the street, just say good morning if you're going for a walk. Just make that connection. Let's break these barriers that we have created. Yes, I agree that technology has played a huge role in it, but just doing one simple act of smile is going to go such a long way. And another thing that, you know, Marilyn, you have mentioned several studies, and there are several studies that have been out there that shows that kindness impacts human body to the cellular level.
Yes.
Go out there, do one simple small kind act, regardless who it is for. Just go ahead and do one kind act and keep on paying it forward.
Yes. Yes. We all can take action, simple, easy actions, like you've mentioned, smiling, reaching out to people that maybe we wouldn't normally reach out to. On the street, as in a restaurant, in the person in front of us in line at a store. And that does have an impact, like you said, on a cellular level. I think what, besides all the, you know, the distractions with the technology, is we all have different beliefs. I think all the major religions and spiritual teachings encourage moral responsibility plus harmony or peace. And we're all called to do the good and right thing, not just for ourselves and our families and communities, but for future generations, because these things get passed down from generation to generation. And then where we can get into trouble is we don't always agree on what is right. And so it's moving away from this, you know, one person is wrong and the other one is right, because most people believe they're right.
Oh, yeah. I think so. That is the cause of so many problems, that, yes, I'm right. And we spend half of our energy proving ourselves right rather than looking at it from another's perspective.
Yes. I think that's, you know, again, the root of conflict is this a belief that I am right and you are wrong, and I'm going to spend the time to prove it, instead of listening and trying on different perspectives.
Mm-hmm. So you've mentioned about awareness and accountability. And as every one of us knows, we can only change ourselves. We cannot expect other people to change. Our realm of sphere of control, as far as the control as we speak, is on ourselves. Yes, we can influence others by role model. However, that said, can you share a couple of ways how you've helped your clients identify and manage their unconscious bias, and how you've helped them to stay accountable? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll give an example. This was after I gave a talk. I had a young woman come up afterwards, and she shared with me how her boss, who was an older man, different ethnicity, different level of professional experience, shared with her how she was being perceived by others within their organization. So that feedback increased her awareness. And she was seen as someone, you know, that was bright and had a lot of potential, and yet she was not speaking up and contributing in meetings as the organization was expecting her to, because her bias was that young people with a lower status should wait, you know, like the elders didn't want to hear her, that she should wait until she was spoken to and not speak up. So she had that bias. That was how she was raised. And the organization was thinking, hey, we're not getting our money's worth because we hired her for her ideas and she's not speaking up. So it was her boss giving her some feedback, and then she chose to update her bias and to ask her boss to continue to hold her accountable to speaking up in the meetings. So that was changing this bias and belief that she had that young people should not speak up in meetings. They were to be in the background. And again, my website, www.marilynoh.com. My email is marilyn@marilynoh.com, and Marilyn is spelled M-A-R-I-L-Y-N.
And also, listeners, if you have any questions, please reach out to me, contact@divyaparekh.com, and I will be happy to reach out back to you and answer those questions. And as Marilyn mentioned, please reach out to her. She's very accessible. And she's a phenomenal and wonderful person who will respond to you. And it's, again, thank you so much for joining us, Marilyn. It was such a pleasure having you on the show.
Well, always good to be in conversation with you. And I look forward to the continued conversations with your listeners. Other ways to reach us, Divya, are through our Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter profiles. So whatever people's preferences. Oh, here I see one of the questions. Do we still live with these things in this day and age? Absolutely. That's our media is picking up on. We have children who are being told at school their families are going to be deported because they look different. I heard of a Muslim woman having her scarf pulled off at the shopping center this week. People are reacting to the biases that are in their unconscious, and unfortunately in ways that can be offensive and explosive.
Question that they have said, can we really look at things in a different way and make things better? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. To all of it.
Yes.
And what is the best way to change the way people think? It's, again, how you can change yourself. Lead by example. And if you will act as a role model, you will be attracting people who believe like you. And together, we all come together and we make this world a better place. It's about joining hands and becoming a strong community. And Marilyn, please share your thoughts as well.
Yes, I think that really, as we talked about on the call and in my blog, we get into trouble when we start seeing ourselves as having the right answer and other people as being wrong. And so I invite people instead to approach life and especially intercultural communication, and really all communication is intercultural when we think about all the differences that we have, gender and age and et cetera, and this is from Janet Bennett's work, but my extraction is with awareness, curiosity. So, you know, I'm curious. Let me hear more. I want to learn about you. Humility. So getting out of that belief that we have the right way of seeing the world. There's many different worldviews, and ours is only one of them. And E, with empathy. So to understand what it's like for the people around us, you know, what would it be like for the Muslim woman to have her scarf pulled off in the shopping center, or to have your child told at school they were going to be deported by another child. So it's, you know, being really mindful of the things that we say, how we behave, and what we're teaching our children and people around us. Our words, our behaviors make a difference. And it starts with our perspective.
They do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And listeners, you have asked so many questions that please know that I'm so glad that you have spoken. You have reached out to us. I will be doing another segment that will be answering all these questions. And you have given me an idea, and the plan is to have a panel. I'm going to bring people in, and all these questions, rest assured that we will be coming back and answering these questions, because it's so important for us to get together. It's so important to come together, hold hands. It's not only about holding hands, it's about giving each other hearts and hugs. And again, going back to the scientific benefits of these, especially when you give somebody a hug, you release happy hormones like oxytocin in your bloodstream. You decrease cortisol, which are the stress level hormones. Not to do out of the kindness of your heart, you would be doing yourself a favor by being kind to others.
Yes, this question of where do we get these steps from? So again, I have outlined these different steps in my blog series. So that's marilynoh.com/blog. And doing acts of service for others, whether we feel like doing it or not, actually raises your endorphin levels, that feel-good chemical in your body. So think about someone who might be having a rough time, you know, post-election, or just a rough time in general. And it could be in your family, it could be in your neighborhood or community, or someone in your business. Just think about, you know, who might I do an act of service for, that, and that will help you feel better, and it could really change and turn around a situation for someone else.
Absolutely. You said it, Marilyn. It's not about nesting inside the house. It's not about being in a cocoon. What I would recommend is go out, engage with the community, get involved with the world. So I'm just going to share a very quick story. In the Triangle area, we have come together as coaches, and one of the key elements is non-judgment. Non-judgment for yourself, non-judgment for anyone. It's about practicing mindfulness, where you come together as a community and listen to each other without having any judgment. So sharing, going back to the story, we as community of coaches, we go into different coffee shops, we just sit there with a sign, and when we say, we are here, it's not for solicitation, it is not for us to grow our businesses, it is here so that we are here to listen. We are here to gap. We are here to heal and become strong. So dear listeners, thank you again so much for sharing your thoughts. Please share your questions with me at contact@diviaparekh.com, and I will bring a panelist discussion where I will bring 3 to 4 people who are doing work in the community, like Marilyn and myself, and maybe hopefully you will join us in the show and ask questions. Call in and please reach out to me and share with me, how can I serve you? How can we all become stronger? And how can we make our community and country strong again?
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. And Divya, that judgment shuts down the brain in 0.07 seconds. So that, you know, striving to be judgment-free, it's actually impossible because of the way our brain slots things. But we can keep trying. We can keep working at it. And and just lower the amount of judgment that we have. And that decreases conflict and increases our business.
Absolutely. Whether you're a business owner or a professional or a mom who's teaching children, or it's a child who's reaching out for better grades, it's about, as Marilyn mentioned, allowing happy hormones to run in your bloodstream. And as you allow the happy hormones to run in your bloodstreams, it brings about physiological changes that improves your immune system. And then you're in a happy phase, your brain's happy, your immune system's happy, you're healthy. So they're impact at four levels: physiologically, health-wise, mentally, emotionally, intellectually. And listeners, I would like to invite you to think, why do we do what we do, right? We all seek happiness. So why not open our minds and hearts to each other and be happy? Life's too short to hold grudges, to judge. Life is all about helping each other out and becoming the best you can be. I love it. I love it when audience speaks in. You know, it's listeners, you're listening. And thank you. Thank you so much again, Marilyn, for sharing your heart and your wisdom with us. And thank you, listeners, for letting your thoughts and your voices so appreciated. Because without you, there would be no show. And without you, there would be no us. Because we are here to serve you. So please reach out to me at contact@diviaparekh.com. And Marilyn, please do share your contact information as well.
Again, it's my website is marilynoh.com. And you can read my blogs there on the impact of bias, as well as the most recent one on getting from win-lose to win-win and regaining hope after the election. We live in uncertain times, and these steps and perspectives help us as we live with these uncertain, volatile, complex times.
Absolutely. I think so. With the parting thought, one of the last blogs that I wrote was Activate Kindness. So let's end on that note where we activate kindness for each other. And Marilyn, I wish you the best. And listeners, I wish you the best. All love, peace, and harmony for you as we go into holiday season. And just peace for the whole world.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. And peace. Thank you. Oh, we could not have done the show without you. You are the best rebel.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.divyaparekh.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. We look forward to you joining us next week, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.